but it's so very important, because you've got to push back on the transhumanism, because one of the issues that Henry Kissinger, along with the Rockefellers and others in the Bilderberg Group, had been championing through their puppets like Klaus Schwab and Barack Obama and the Clintons, is that they were championing this broken, nascent ideology, and it started as, well, you know, what do you want to call it? It really kind of grew out of the AIDS, epidemic, which was also an engineered disaster out of biopharma, biomedical complex. But from AIDS, it then migrated by the late 80s and early 90s into gay marriage. And then from there, it migrated into trans rights, you know, back in 2014. And so their goal, and, you know, we're gonna analyze this here over the next couple of shows, their goal is to disassociate, basically brainwash young people and as many older people as they can, and brainwash them into disassociating from their gender, and confusing them as much as possible. Big Pharma and Big Medical have a big part to play in that, because it's now a multi-billion-dollar business. The transgender surgeries, once a kid, if you're able to successfully brainwash that child into thinking that they're something that they're not, and they walk into a clinic and say, "I want gender reassignment surgery or treatment," that doctor, if you can even call them that, okay, that hack job, presenting themselves as a caring physician operating under the Hippocratic Oath, they know that they just had $100,000 at the minimum walk in the front door, and that they've got a lifetime client that's going to have to come back to them for surgery after surgery after surgery, expensive.
And they can't be sued.
That's
they
right.
can't be sued.
They can't be sued. And then also the meds, the hormones, they have to take the hormones constantly. It is a money-making mint for Big Pharma and Big Medical, and that's why, one of the big reasons why they're on board with it. It's unbelievable when we take a look at that, and we're going to, peel
and
that
course,
onion for
you. What you mentioned last week, we need to emphasize, and that is at schools, there will be counselors who are connected into the transgender network,
mm-hmm.
and just refer people, these kids there. And they don't have to tell the parents. In fact, the parents are not. It's illegal for them to know.
Well, in some states, it's illegal. California is bad about it. They passed a law saying that the parents are, have no rights.
None.
Yeah. None. And that we're talking about minors. It could be a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old minor, and the state of California has now passed a law that says that the parents have no standing, no rights, can't influence that conversation or dialogue at all, and it's okay for the state to completely disenfranchise them.
Which is right in keeping with the legacy of Henry Kissinger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and skip, because here's a breathtaking video segment that we're going to play for you folks. It's delivered by Laura Aboli, and that's A-B-O-L-I, and she is stunning. She truly is in every regard. She is a successful serial entrepreneur. I think Scandinavian, probably Swede. She certainly has that Icelandic, Scandinavian look, but I think she's Swedish. I think maybe living in the UK now, but she'd been in Singapore as a serial entrepreneur. She's, she's really kind of a homebody, a stay-at-home, mom, but, wealthy. Mm-hmm. But still, she spoke this past June 2nd, 3rd, 4th, at the World Conference for Health in Bath, UK, to deliver a breathtaking speech on transhumanism. And we're going to play an excerpt from that right now.
The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in megacities and away from nature, toxic food, air, and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion, and I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people, and it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.
Wow.
Yep. Absolutely breathtaking.
And who is she now?
So Laura Aboli she's a serial entrepreneur and, you know, a mom, but you actually had the name of the foundation that she just founded. It's called the
United Democratic International Movement for Awareness.
That's right. So you can look her up on YouTube under Laura Aboli, A-B-O-L-I. And I think World Council for Health also has that exact same speech, I think on day 2 or day 3 of their presentations back in June. But, you know, again, folks, that's one of the most succinct and certainly erudite deliveries I've heard summarizing all that which ails us. And so when we talk about Henry Kissinger, it's so very important that we then juxtapose Laura Aboli's fantastic delivery to summarize. I don't think I've seen a better summary about the evils, the monolithic evil of Henry Kissinger, and what we must do right now in 2023 to begin rebuilding the foundations of our societies, our community, and our families.
In a less insane world, every point made by Laura is a kill shot, would be a kill shot. It would take just one of them to unravel the start of where we are right now. course, the start happened 60, 70, 80 years ago. So we're now dealing with a far advanced stage of this mm-hmm. disease of the left, of the one worldism. Transhumanism is a logical, inevitable outgrowth of this and was present in the early stages of where we are right now, as you just confirmed by some of his quotes about depopulation.
That's right. So, folks, we're gonna give you your first homework assignment in today's show, and that is the 2017 documentary called Europa. Okay, it's a long documentary. I think it's three or four parts, but it's 12 and a half hours. Okay, but mandatory viewing, and really get your kids in the room and sit down and watch the entirety. You know, I mean, not all at once, but it is stunning when we sit down, you know, on a day that we're talking about the monolithic evil of Henry Kissinger, and then the hope that is offered by Laura Eboli, and as Judge, as you so aptly noted, that any one of those could be fatal for any civilization. And the reason why we bring that around full circle and ask you to you know, go find that documentary called Europa, Europa, 2017, and watch that, is because just in the first segment of Europa, you will see remarkable similarities between the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, 1918, and especially the activities of Leon Trotsky, who was a Russian Jew, and the monolithic evil that Henry Kissinger represents in modern day America, and just the depth of that depravity and how far and how wide it has infected the discourse in our everyday life, how we, you know, our dysfunctional government, which is no longer interested in the welfare of the people, you know, and hasn't been for some years, but only apparent to many recently, you know, within the last couple of years. But it's so very important, because as we watch Europa, folks, what I'm asking you to do, you know, we need you to take a hard look at that and understand that that's where we're headed under this Fabian socialism, this Fabian communism, this very subtle and sometimes not so subtle, increasingly not so subtle, but started by Henry Kissinger and others, certainly put on steroids by Kissinger. That's where we're headed. We are headed for some end state at the end of this Fabian communist insurgency, where if we don't continue to push back on communist China, if we don't continue to push back against the World Health Organization, and there's hope there, folks. We, you know, just today we got word that, well, earlier this week, the president of Slovakia announced that Slovakia would not stand for passage of the World Health Organization's proposed changes to the international health regulations, which would approve emergency powers, digital ID, the use of CBDCs, and also, you know, again, on that slippery slope and burning bridge to transhumanism, the use of, you know, data chipping on people, you know, to force you to identify your vaccination status when you travel, you know, any number of things. And I know all of this, it sounds like it's completely out there, like it's some part of, some mind crime, you know, acted out by Tom Cruise years ago, right? It's unbelievable when you really look at how near it is at the end of this Fabian communist insurgency that we've endured for decades, you know, at the hands of Henry Kissinger and his ilk, you know, the Bilderbergs and the Rockefellers and that crowd, and where the real ugliness is just now starting to become apparent with the excess deaths, the turbo cancers, the heart attacks in young people, and the economic destruction, which is also part of their plan. You know, Laura Eboli speaks to that. But folks, we're at a point where, you know, GDI and GDP are completely divergent. And, you know, just this week, the United Arab Emirates announced that they would no longer conduct oil transactions in the U.S. dollar. And that they're only one of the biggest clients in the energy markets worldwide, and that only bodes for future difficulties as we accrue in the last 90 days $1 trillion of national debt just on the interest, and increasingly fewer buyers for U.S. debt. Think about that, folks. Nobody left to buy U.S. Treasury bonds. What is that going to do to our standard of living in this country beginning very shortly? It. I promise you, it's not a good thing.
Well, a Treasury bond is just taxpayers at all levels loaning money to the government that they say they'll pay back later in interval payments. That's all it is. It's just an IOU, and the government takes it and gives you. I mean, it's a scam. It's a game. It's always been a game.
Absolutely, and always been a scam.
Yeah,
to benefit. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and that crowd.
And I know you have talked about this, but what people must understand, must be willing to research and understand, is that every injection you take there's billions of particles of things, right? And they're not all biological. Some of them are metals. Then they act as switches, as transistors that transmit and receive signals. Mm-hmm. And this, you're basically a walking antenna. And this, you have no control over this.
Well, especially the use of aluminum and graphene oxide adjutants, which is, along with the lipid nanoparticle that was also included in these vaccines, has been, extremely damaging. And for instance, the use of aluminum adjutants and mercury in vaccines has been directly tied to autism. And for years, Big Pharma successfully lobbied the U.S. Congress, there's no link. But yet, once we get to, kick the tires and look under the hood and get some of the documentation, it turns out that those guys back in the late 90s and early 2000s, when this issue first, came on the scene, they were right. When you look at, for instance, Steve Kirsch's testimony in front of the Pennsylvania Senate Committee, he's given a couple of testimonies. You can look it up on YouTube. It's mandatory watching. It really is. But he makes the very erudite observation that autism just doesn't exist in the Amish community in Pennsylvania. And you could have heard a pin drop in that committee as he lays that out for them. And when you really stop and think about it, like the Amish, they're not rolling up their sleeves going and getting all these jabs and not subjecting their kids to this. And yet, even though the U.S. government has been researching the Amish for decades, there's never been a report. Steve Kirsch, highlights, he's like, and he says the reason why there hasn't been a report from the U.S. government on the Amish is because it would run completely counter to the U.S. government narrative, paid for by Big Pharma and Big Medical and the mainstream media about vaccines. And obviously, in the context of what we're talking about today and the monolithic evil of Henry Kissinger, that there's no way they would be as far down the road as they are today on their depopulation agenda, having convinced somewhere around 230 million Americans to roll up their sleeves and take the jab. And worldwide, I think we're at 5.53 billion, 75% almost of the global population, according to their numbers, that would have taken the COVID vaccines. And so it's important as we look at this, and, again, tie it all the way back to Henry Kissinger's first efforts in 1962 with Litton Biomedics and their work to found the National Cancer Institute and to fund so many of these things. And just like Judd was talking about, it sounds like it's a conspiracy theory. But I can tell you that, just go and search DARPA or, ARPA and take a look at what DARPA was being funded for just over the last 20 years. you know, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, right? I did some work with them, you know, years ago. And they, the things that they are in, folks,
Better ways to kill more people faster.
That's right. Well, you know, again, part of Henry Kissinger's amoral realpolitik,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Which, if you're already a eugenicist and you buy into the demonstrably false Malthusian hypothesis that there are too many people in the world, and as Henry Kissinger said in 1973 in the Kissinger Report, that the United States needs to secure its access to future minerals, and therefore we can't have these third world countries consuming, you know, like we consume, right? I mean, it really an evil, evil ideology, which has, again, been debunked many times since. And, you know, and again, folks, you know, one of the things, again, going back to the key point, which is, you know, our foundations, is that we have to, you know, when we're walking around in our communities, we have to look the very same people in the eye today that were advocating and vilifying us 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago, you know, about us not wanting to get the vaccine or not wanting to wear a mask when we all knew it was a lie. You know, we knew it was a lie, and every time we presented fact, they countered with emotion. No facts, just emotion. You know, do it because. You know, the tyranny of it, right? It's just unbelievable. And yet, here in 2023, we still have to get up every single day and walk around town and see these people. And you know, and see them in our daily lives and find some peace, you know, within our spiritual life, right? And so, you know, it's very, very important because we can't move forward as a nation until we begin to address these issues, to understand the evil and the root cause, and then also to really seriously, deeply contemplate a way forward, a path forward, and a new conservatism. Okay, it must happen. It has to happen, and we welcome your thoughts on that. Okay, folks, it's been a great show. Coming up, we're going to have a special guest. We're not going to name the guest yet, but it's going to be a great interview. We can't wait. We're really looking forward to it, and if all goes well, we'll have him on the show for next week. Until that time, the Alabama Federation of Republican Women is concluding their meeting up in Huntsville tonight, I think, and so we'll have some highlights from that meeting next week. I know that there were some health freedom issues that came up and were put on the platform there. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about some new findings from the Baldwin County Board of Education that were released here this past week as part of a records request from Moms for Liberty that show, again, this transhumanism and transgenderism creeping into social emotional learning in Baldwin County, in Baldwin Public Schools. And so again, tying it back to foundations and why we have to understand the monolithic evil of Henry Kissinger. It's very important. It's right here in front of us. Okay, opportunities to get involved, folks. Moms for Liberty will have their next meeting December 14th at 6 p.m. at First Baptist Church Fairhope, and you can bet what we just mentioned here with the social emotional learning and ties to transgenderism movement that's going to be front and center in that meeting. We'll be discussing that. Health Freedom Alabama still asking everyone to go to healthfreedomalabama.com and sign their petition advocating for the Alabama Health Freedom Act, which stops discrimination based on your vaccine status. Common Sense Campaign, again, championing election integrity, and their meetings happen on the fourth Monday and Tuesday. The Planning Committee meets first Monday of every month. Okay, tomorrow, Saturday, December 2nd, the Baldwin Think Tank and Roundtable at Mama Lou's starts at 8 a.m. Come out and get some coffee and enjoy the discussion and the presentations that are taking place there. That will be good as well. Okay, the Point Clear Republican Women meet the fourth Tuesday in the evening. Next meeting, Tuesday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. at Oak Hollow in Fairhope. South Baldwin Republican Women meet the Tuesday, January 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Gift Horse. The Eastern Shore Republican Women's next meeting, not sure if their next meeting, but it's the second Tuesday at 11:30 at Fairhope Yacht Club. All right, so additional homework for next week, folks. We talked about the Europa documentary from 2017. Please do watch that and really take in all that they're saying there. Also, on your Christmas reading list, you know, ask Santa to bring you the Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn. That ties in directly to especially the first part of the Europa documentary, and then also Christopher Hitchens' fantastic 2001 book, The Trial of Henry Kissinger. All right. Judd, thank you. Lori?
Very good. Thank you,
Ms. Lori.
Very
for your
interesting.
Usual excellence.
Very interesting show. I had no idea about Henry Kissinger. You've been listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review, hosted by retired U.S. Navy Intelligence Officer Deke Cox and his comrade, Judd Blakely. This program is paid for by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations on 98 in Daphne and in Malbus with a state-of-the-art car wash, as well as an anonymous donor. If you missed part of this program or you'd like to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com. Now resuming regular programming.